capturing psukim in Shas. Many sugyas in Shas bring down this pasuk. Shlomo HaMelech warns us not to let an opportunity go by. Shlomo HaMelech used the following lashon. It's on. Yeah. Okay. Move us lo yuchal liskain, v'chisorain lo yuchal lehimonais. Okay, he uses a double lashon. Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskain, v'chisorain lo yuchal lehimonais. And a chisorin cannot be counted. So both of them are telling us the same idea. They're telling us there's something called a lost opportunity. There's a lost opportunity. Mu'uvas means you ruin something. Right? Ivus. You ruin something. Lo yuchal liskoin. You can't fix what you messed up. V'chisorain lo yuchal limonis. And something that you lost, you can't recount. If you lost it, you lost it. You can't get it back. That's the puzzle. Kam Chazal. And Chazal tells us as follows. Move us a yuchal liskoin. So we know there's a Mishnah in Sukkah talks about it. I'm sure everybody remembers from the second parak in Sukkah. There's a Mishnah in Chagiga that talks about it. But the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Zayin says as follows: Move us a yuchal liskoin ze shabital krishma shal shma shal arvis shachris. Somebody missed krishma. V'chisor lo yuchal imonoi ze shenimnu chaver v'lidvar mitzvah v'leinim neimoi. Very strange what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says, "Move us layuchal liskoin." What did he mess up? He messed up that he missed the krishma, so he can't make it up. The chisaron layuchal imanais ze shenimnu chaver v'ledvar mitzvah v'leinim neimoy. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? A group of people got together to do a mitzvah to clean up the tables in the Beis Medrash, and he decided not to do it, not to join them. So Rashi says, he went ahead and he didn't join the group that was doing a mitzvah to get reward. So there are two things I want to clarify. I don't have so much time today, so we'll have to makasa. But there's two things I want to clarify. Number one, I want to clarify the difference between mu'uvos, somebody that made some that messed up something, they can't fix it. And chisor and layuchal imanis, what's the difference between these two things? And I would like to explain what the havamina here is. Rashi seems to be saying, a group of people got together to do a mitzvah, and you didn't do a mitzvah with them, you're not going to be able to get reward. What does that mean? Not going to be able to get reward. So I'll explain to you simple, what I think is a simple pshat. And really the two tie in together. There's a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that a person should think before he does an avera. He should think, "Liftei mi ato osid litein din v'cheshbon." By whom are you going to give a din and a cheshbon? So everybody asks that the Mishnah L'chaira is reversed, because if you think about it, when you go to the store, when do they charge you? First, they add up your products. Right, you go to the cashier, they add up your products, and then they charge you. They don't charge you and then calculate your products. Right? So it should really, the Mishnah should really say, "Lifnei mi ato osid litein cheshbon v'din." First, you're going to make a cheshbon, a calculation. Cheshbon is a calculation. You make a calculation what you owe, and then v'din, then they'll give you a punishment. Shemayim's not going to punish you before they calculate, right? First, they're going to calculate what you did. Mitzvahs, averes, whatever you did. And then you get your punishment. Doesn't work the other way around. It's a famous Vilna Gaon. But even after the Vilna Gaon, it's fair. The Vilna Gaon says that when a person doesn't do the right thing, they do an avera. So now they get punished for doing an avera. But what about what you could have accomplished? When you did the Aveira, you could have been doing something positive. So you're going to get two things. You're going to get punished for what? For the Aveira that you did. For whatever you did wrong, you messed up. And then, you're going to get also a cheshbon for the time, for that time that you did something bad, what you could have positively done. Every minute, a person has unbelievable opportunity. Little things you could do that could be pikuach nefoshes. My wife just showed me an article. I was misspoiled in one of the magazines. There's a group in Eretz Yisrael called Chaburas Mesamchim. It's a group of guys that they started like with two, three guys, and now it's 40 guys or something. They go to hospitals, and they have a band. They have a guitar, not with an amplifying system, just guys holding hand musical instruments. And they play guitar, a flute. They play harp. They go into hospital rooms and they make people happy. So the guy in this particular article, the guy wrote a maaseh. He said, me and my friends, we went into a room in Eretz Yisrael, a soldier who was Nebuch a terror victim, an Arab with a van, went into a bus stop and mamish bulldozed over these soldiers. One of them got seriously injured, fell into a coma, and he was in the hospital. He was hooked up to all the machines, respirators. He looked totally lifeless. He was sitting like that for a week, 10 days, whatever it was. Nothing. He was on a feeding tube. He was on a respirator. He was like dead. And the parents were there. And these guys came in to make the family happy. Nebuchadnezzar is sitting there for 24 hours a day looking at a lifeless body. Give him a little simcha. So they went into the room and they started playing like a schmuck. And as they're going, the family starts picking up the spirit in the room, goes up a little bit. Goes up. So they felt they did their job. As the music is getting more geschmack, they notice the soldier. He gave like a little jerk. They got off. They couldn't believe it. So first they thought it was just a... He moved. Okay, it was him. It was a move, it was a nerve. But then they're playing right. He's moving the other hand. And then they realize he is moving. And then he smiled. And then he made a gesture for them that should keep on going. And Bikitsi, he woke up. The end was he woke up. So the guy wrote, he says, we started out thinking, what are we doing? We're going to make the family happy. Turned out we did Pikuach Nefoshes. Or we were an instrument. Who says a soldier would have woken up from somebody else? And a chanami. But they were an instrument of doing it. Imagine the schar. So the Gaon is saying, a person, chas v'sholem, he spends his time, he goes to a rock concert. Yeah? So it's not just a question he has to do tshuva for going to the rock concert. Look what he could have been doing. Didn't the cheshbon. The Eibish is going to tell you, the problem I had with the Vilna Gaon's pshat, why it didn't fully explain to me the Mishnah, is because that's all part of the din. That's not separate. That's also part of the cheshbon that has to come first. And then the Eibishter gives you a din. So I want to say a different idea to explain the Mishnah. And this could be what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us over here with Chisaron LeYuchli Manos. The pshat is like this. Really, whenever a person doesn't have Eira, so now that Eira is on their shoulders. They're going to be punished for it. Like the Rambam says, it separates them between him and Hashem. The tefillahs are not makubal. All the terrible things of a person doesn't have Eira. Now, so one thing is, you get punished for doing the Aveira. But then there's another thing. The Aveira ruins you. The Aveira makes you a worse person. Forgetting the Aveira itself. Lehepach a mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah. The question, you did a mitzvah, you're going to get reward. You're a good guy. You get put onto the Sifron Shel Tzadikim. A guy does a mitzvah, he improves. He becomes a better person from it. You do another mitzvah, you improve more. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. You. When a person comes up to Shemayim, da'al lifnei mi atos litein din, the din is what Hashem is going to punish you for. The cheshbon is what you yourself are going to make. You're going to go up there and go, wow, I messed up. Look what I could have been. You're going to look around. you're going to see where you are, and you're going to look where you could have been. Like the Gemara says in the end of Sukkah, halolu boichim, halolu boichim. The Rishonim are crying. You're going to look where you could. You're going to make your own cheshbon. Not what Shemayim is making. Shemayim will give their own cheshbon and give you a din. Besides for you worrying about the din that Shemayim is going to make, think about what you're going to, how you're going to feel about yourself. That's the cheshbon that you yourself are going to make. That's your own. Number one, you're not going to be able to fix. Once you leave this world, you're not going to be able to fix what you did. But besides for that, your own feeling, chisar layuchal imaris means your own feeling of what you lost, that's the worst. That's the biggest gehenna. The biggest gehenna is how you look at yourself. Loss and love, how are you going to look at yourself? That's the biggest gehenna. That's a bigger gehenna sometimes than the gehenna itself. Bigger gehenna than the gehenna itself is how you're going to look at yourself. You know, the Rapshitzer once said, the biggest gehenna I'm going to have is the people that I'm going to have to join, sit together with in gehenna. Meaning I'm look around and see where I am, I'm going to go, burn some, how did I end up here? How have I, everybody should end up with a Rapshitzer. I'm just saying what he said. He said, the biggest gehenna is to look at yourself where you are in gehenna, where you could have been, where you are. There's no bigger tzar. That's the chesaron leyuchli manas. Comes Rashi, and Rashi says, for that you need a contrast. You're going to look at the group of people that got together to do a mitzvah, because otherwise Rashi is a pliya. Of course, if a group of people got together to do a mitzvah and you didn't do, you're not going to get reward. Why should you get reward? You didn't do a mitzvah. The teretz is, you're going to look at that group and see where they are. You're going to contrast yourself with your friends. And that's the biggest feeling of tzar. And I could tell you, you don't have to wait for Olam HaBavos. I see people in this world. I see Balabatim who are 30 years old. And they look around at their friends who steiged, who grew in learning, who grew in Yerushalayim, who became greater people. And they feel like such losers. And that's the biggest einish. I think they get a shtickle kapar in this world just by looking, by seeing the chesaron and layuchli manas. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech is warning us, that there's two separate things. One thing is when you mess up. The aveir itself. The other thing is the loss that you're going to experience by having that aveir, which you yourself are going to feel about yourself. And that's the chisaron leyuchli manas.